In 1962, San Francisco pianist Vince Guaraldi put out a single, a jazz version of a samba from the movie Black Orpheus. It didn't get far until disc jockeys started playing the B-side, which became a hit and snared him a Grammy. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead picks up Guaraldi's story from there.
There must have been times in 1963 when Vince Guaraldi was riding high on his surprise hit, Cast Your Fate to the Wind, when he thought, this is what I'll be remembered for. Not that he'd have minded. He said taking requests for it was like signing the back of a check. The song's got a great hook tied to a poppy, uplifting chord sequence. He'd mostly be remembered for it, too, if soon after he hadn't written the music for a TV Christmas special that CBS didn't have much hope for. Now you know who I'm talking about. After December 9th, 1965, Vince Guaraldi wasn't the Cast Your Fate to the Wind guy. He was the Peanuts guy. Even if Charlie Brown cartoons make you wince, you can hear the music's a perfect fit, as light as a kid's song. The breezy, syncopated bass pattern and sprightly chords of Guaraldi's Linus and Lucy evoke Schroeder pecking at his toy piano and that pirouetting Snoopy dog. The tune was maddeningly catchy in a good way. Guaraldi would break away from the main theme just so he could bring it back. Vince Guaraldi was fascinated by Boogie Woogie when he was young, and that rumbling left-hand bass part is Boogie modernized and streamlined. He wasn't a super virtuoso, but he was a great piano stylist who favored a pared-down singing line and loved to swing. His fingers were short, but they'd sprint up the keys. Guaraldi would also slip up to the good notes from below, like another great mid-century piano stylist, Nashville's Floyd Kramer. With Guaraldi, or Ahmad Jamal, or Ramsey Lewis, the stuff that wears best is all about fetching rhythm and a bluesy economy. To my ears, Guaraldi's slow tunes and bosses are not so compelling, but he could make a standard ballad snap to attention. On a 1957 version of Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, guitarist Eddie Duran flicks the offbeats under the melody and then doubles the pressure for the piano solo. Duran's so tight with bassist Dean Reilly, the trio doesn't need a drummer. Thank you. All this music comes from the new The Very Best of Vince Guaraldi, part of the Concord Music Group's commitment to endlessly repackaging the bestsellers from its vast holdings. It's barely 3 years since the double CD Definitive Vince Guaraldi. I wouldn't call everything on the new disc his very best, but there's plenty to make his case, especially if you think he's just for nostalgic boomers. Vince Guaraldi had range and had an instrumental hit right when jazz was vanishing from AM radio. He didn't just play for peanuts.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and E-Music, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed The Very Best of Vince Guaraldi on the Fantasy Concord label. Coming up, David Edelstein reviews the new film The Perks of Being a Wallflower, based on the popular young adult novel. This is Fresh Air.